Hey, this is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have gone through total caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. Today, I am very pleased to be here with Dakeisha Williams. She's in the house. Dakeisha, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Nikki. I appreciate it. Super excited.
Awesome. Me too. Let's get into it. So, Dakeisha, please tell us about yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day.
All right. So honestly, really short, I'm just the chick that lost the same job twice, building a business from the comfort of my own home.
All right. Rock on. And where is your home? Where do you live, my friend?
I am in right outside of Richmond, Virginia, born and raised here in Virginia. So we live out in the Chesterfield area. So it's about 10 minutes outside of the city.
Awesome. Awesome. So Dakeisha, would you please summarize the caca that you went through and what was the worst part of it?
So to kind of recap, right? So 2011, well, actually rewind, I was a district manager of a children's photography company and I was running 13 locations over 5 or 6 states. I was always traveling. Like I would literally travel 2 or 3 days out of the week. And so it was taking me away from my children who were at that time 5 and 11. Okay. And I'm gonna tell you, the shocker was the moment when my daughter said to me, "Do you realize that you've missed the first week of school 3 years in a row?" Exactly. And I was like, "What?" I was like, "No, not me. Like, I am the mom of the year. I'm super mom. Y'all see that S on my chest? Like, cannot be possible that I missed." She's like, "No, mommy, you've missed the first week of school 3 years in a row." And if you got kids, right? If you got kids, you know they only like school 2 times out of the year. And what's that? The first week of school and the last week of school. And you mean to tell me that I'm missing one? I was like, "Oh, no, 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 no." And so if you know anything about retail, we're preparing for the fourth quarter, the first in September. And so my kids are in Virginia. So we go to school the first week of Virginia. So I was like, "Oh, wait, she might have a point here." So I actually went on leave of absence, August 24th, 2011. And I'm still on leave of absence.
So what happened?
Leave of absence ever.
What's that?
I said, hashtag longest leave ever.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so what is this about losing the same job twice?
So on January 10th, 2010, I believe it was, one day I got a phone call from my regional manager who says that we had ceased operation and they had shut down 160 locations of children photography companies. And I had no job. Like I was on unemployment. I had no income. Absolutely nothing. About 4 months later, they filed bankruptcy and someone bought them out of bankruptcy, a company out in St. Louis, Missouri. And so they were able to open all of those locations back up. So I got my job back. It was a different company. They didn't bring everyone back. And so I got my job back. But by this time, I was being harassed by my new manager. Like it was terrible. He was popping up in my district trying to see, you know, if I was slipping, if I wasn't doing my job. But my team was awesome. Like, and that's all about leadership. Like my team was killing it. Like we were number one. Mm-hmm. So I was just stressed out from that. And then it wasn't worth being away from my kids. I was like, "I'm out of here. I went on leave of absence." 2 years leave of absence.
2 years of leave of absence. Okay, so I'm trying to get this straight. So you were still doing the job, you lost the job, then you got it back, and then you took a leave of absence. Is that right?
I sure did.
Yeah. And what was the most painful part of this experience? Like what was really tough about it?
February 2014, when that last short-term disability check stopped coming in.
Oh, so that
was. And it was a matter of what, and by this time, my husband and I, we had separated. So by this time, I'm now a single mom. This all transpired in the same year. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, so wait. So now I have to take care of 2 kids, a mortgage, a car. I think I still had a car note. How are we going to do this again?
Yeah, that's a lot going on. Totally.
Like, how are we going to make this again? I had no clue. I had absolutely no clue.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Well, so clearly you're on the other side of this now, and I believe that it takes a total warrior to get there. So tell me about what's great about being on that other side.
So the best part of being on the other side, because it's been a journey. Now, where I'm sitting, I can actually see out my window at my office. And so the best part is being able to see both of my children on and off the bus for 1,288 days. But who's counting?
Look at you.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I haven't missed a beat in the last 8.5 years. And to this day, my daughter will tell you, and she will stand with her chest and say that my mom has never missed a gymnastic meet in the last 12 to 13 years. That is worth it.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And the difference that that makes for your kids and the difference that makes for you, the difference that I'm sure it makes a difference even in your school community for you to be there.
Oh, absolutely.
Present. Yeah, that's awesome. That's so cool, Dakisha. All right, so I got another question for you.
Okay.
What is one piece of advice that you would give to women who are going through really difficult, challenging, traumatic situations right now on how to get to that other side when you don't know what the hell to do?
You know, that's a great question. And so here is what I would say to anyone who is struggling with, you know, the unknown, because that's what the fear is. The fear is I'm going through the loss of a job, the loss of income, a struggling business, the loss of a husband, a wife, whatever it may be, right? A divorce, whatever it may be. So here's what I would say to you. Number one, do not blame yourself. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do not blame yourself. I truly believe that everything happens for a reason. And so you are exactly where you are supposed to be and where you are destined to be. Regardless of how ugly it feels, when you wake up in the morning, there will be mornings where you do not want to get out of bed. Mm-hmm. And trust and believe, that's not going to go away. You're going to have some good days. You're going to have some bad days. But the key is to keep pushing forward. Even if it's one little step at a time, like you might not feel that you are progressing. You might not feel that you have movement or you're moving forward in life, in business, whatever it is. But do not stop. Do not stop. Do not give up. You have everything. Listen to me. You have everything that you need to be successful right now. You may not see it, but it's in you. And so sometimes we have to be put in difficult situations in order to blossom, you know? And the crazy thing about it, and I'm starting to realize it, is that you probably wanted to leave a long time ago. You probably wanted to quit a long time ago, right? Like, let's be honest here.
Yeah.
Like, you knew that it wasn't working out a long time ago, but we stayed. And that's one of the things, the decisions that I had to make. I couldn't stay for my children because at the end of the day, they're going to see that there's no love, there's no compassion, there's no affection going on. And I didn't want to raise my children like that. So it's funny because we knew that something had to change, but we don't make a decision as people, as human beings, until we are forced to do so.
That is so often true. Yeah. And it's so true that a crisis, or what we think is a crisis, when that forcing point, like that tipping point finally happens and we lose the job or we get laid off or someone files for divorce or whatever it is, it may feel very sudden, but I totally agree with you. Generally speaking, there's something that's been brewing for a while. And
oh my gosh,
I'm so sidelined. I'm so shocked.
No, you're not. Let's just be honest. No, you're not. It actually is one of those things that it actually came to the forefront.
Mm-hmm. It breaks you open.
It's kind of like an internal, I don't want to say disease, but like it's something brewing inside of us. And the only way that you know that it's there is if you go to the doctor, right? Mm-hmm. And they do blood work. And then, oh, I have this, that, or the other. And right. It's the same thing. Life is the same way. We as women have a very great way of hiding what's really going on inside.
Yeah, that sounds like a woman problem. It sounds like a human problem. Absolutely. Denial. I love it. That's really great advice. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
So my last question is, since we're all about being epic on this podcast, mm-hmm. if you could have any superpower, Dakisha, what would it be?
Any superpower? Oh boy. Let me see. What would I want my superpower to be? Okay, so I know what it would be.
What's that?
I would want to be able to literally tap my wand and help people see the greatness inside of them.
Mm. You are speaking my
language. Some people have a struggle with seeing what is deep down inside of them.
For sure.
Yeah, that would be my superpower.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Dakisha, thank you so much for being my guest today. You mentioned that you have a business. Where can we find you online?
Absolutely. So I am the virtual COO. Please go to facebook.com/ Dakisha. That's DeKesha. Hit that add friend and shoot me a message. Like, I mean, I'd love to hear some of your stories of how you overcame your obstacles, because trust me, we are on this journey together.
For sure. Absolutely. Awesome. So this is Nikki Bruno with Dakisha Williams on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more ideas about how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, please go to theepiccomeback.com.